Hour number three of D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick, broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Connor Newt, Derek Mason, Willie Donick here with you, and at 5 o'clock on Tuesdays, we are always joined by Predators General Manager Barry Trotz. So with that, I turn things over to Willie Donick.
All right. Thanks, Connor, and Trotz, good to talk to you as always here, and let's start off with what you're seeing here as the team continues to, as they keep saying, win the weeks, right? They know you may not be able to win every game. There's pressure. You're behind. You've got to make up ground. But if you just have that mentality of winning the week, you seem to see some more consistency here. They seem to be adding layers to the formula. We've been noticing how much more they're getting on the rush now. Andrew Burnett's talked about that. How sustainable do you think this is as you watch them continue to improve?
Well, I think that the group, if you stay healthy and, sometimes things come together, it takes a little bit of time. Like I said, we've changed a lot of people since last year. We've got a lot of youthful players. You know, we've got some guys back from injuries, what have you. But I think it's fairly sustainable. I mean, you're sort of getting an identity. I like the fact that we are transitioning a lot better, breaking out, getting skin to allow our D to wheel the net and make that first pass a little bit more. I think that we've been pretty resilient in terms of, especially on the PK at certain times. And I think Juice is, I don't look at save percentage, but I do look at timely saves, and we were getting really timely saves from Juice to allow us to stay in games or to win games. So I think it's fairly sustainable. But, you know, you're always in this league, it's as soon as you say something like that, it can go south in a hurry. So we're going to, I think we're building our game. I think in addition of getting Cole Smith back, and you see Big Reed Schaefer and back with Big Mac, I think that a fourth line identity could be there. I like the fact that it doesn't matter if it's Steven Stamkos or Forsberg, playing with O'Reilly, they seem to be doing something offensively. And then the emergence of Luke Evangelista, I think he's starting to take the next step. It's more in the, not only in the game sense, but, I think he's skating better. I think he's transitioning that, a young man's body into a real good pro athlete. And you're seeing a lot of the positives of that. And I think our defense corps has been pretty stable. It hasn't, haven't had a lot of injuries there. The same six defensemen have been playing probably the last four or five games. Justin Barron is probably going to get back right after the break here. So, knock on wood, we can stay fairly healthy and stay fairly consistent.
Barry, you mentioned Evangelista, and obviously he's always been a popular player. He's got that charisma to his game. But you just mentioned something. You used the word becoming a pro, right? And Andrew Burnett's used the word maturing. You've seen a lot of players go through that process as a coach. So when did you start to see it with him?
Well, I think I look back probably for me about 10 or 12 games back. I mean, he came back, obviously missed training camp, and you could see the things that Luke can do, obviously with his good hockey IQ and his his ability to make plays offensively. But you didn't see the skating or the some of that wall play that he was, I really think he was really good at. He got away from it, and it started coming back, and then I would say in the last dozen games here, he's just skating at a different level. I think he's sharper. Even when he pulls up into the offensive zone, he's looking for that second wave. It's a lot sharper. It's not, everything's a lot cleaner. He's got the confidence right now with the puck. I think that's you watch in the morning skates or in practice, he's out there early, which a lot of times the young guys don't take that initiative. And obviously a guy like Ryan O'Reilly, who we have trouble keeping him off the ice, he's pulled people into the fray. He pulls people into the fray, and just having people like him and some of our veteran players, it really helps the young guys. I mean, I think when they have a whole group of young guys all by themselves, there's no one really leading the way. So, they're just trying to fill it out a little bit. So I think having a couple of those guys in our locker room really helps those young guys. And you know, even a guy like McCarron with a guy like Reed Schaefer. I mean, those and Cole Smith, those guys are great guys for, you know, the young guys, be it, you know, Schaefer or LaRue or Kemmel, some of those guys that come into the lineup and sometimes end up being on the fourth line. They're just really good leaders of young men, and that's what you want.
I had a good exchange with A.J. Molesko, who's going to be on the call tonight for ESPN+. Plus. She says to say hello, by the way. She obviously worked with Barry Trotz, for people that don't know, in his days with New York, with the Islanders. She was part of the broadcast crew, does a great job for ESPN. But she was asking, we were talking about Steven Stamkos. We're noticing him a lot more. He's scoring in different ways. And I hear all the time from when I ask people about it that it was, I don't know if I would say this, and Barry, maybe you can help fill in the gaps here, that it's been a process getting him to evolve his game. When you look at the staff, how did that process work behind the scenes? Is that a particular coach going to him? Is that him buying in? How does that work? Because he's added some layers to his game based on what we saw the year before, where it was really you have to get it to him in his spot or else it's not going to happen. Now he's finding different ways to score.
Yeah, no, that's a good job of the coaching staff. Like today we didn't skate, and I went down to the meeting rooms today, and it was busy. I mean, the coaching staff has done a really good job, and that's some of the things that, you know, you look at. Everybody looks at the wins and losses, and really, you know, even the fans don't get to see the layers, you know, down in the room and the coaching rooms and all that. But you know, you go down to the second floor. Our meeting rooms, and then, you know, you got all your coaches, and they've got little pockets of players, and they're going over their shifts, and they're going over things, and that's a lot of time and energy. And I give Andrew and the staff a lot of credit. And it starts with Andrew, usually with your more veteran players, your top guys. Usually, that's the responsibility of the head coach. And I think Andrew has got to Steven. And you think about Steven, he's played it's undeniable he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. He has scored, you know, so many goals, and he's scored so many from that spot. And I had Alex Ovechkin in that spot. And when they get to a certain age, or your team is not as strong, or you're missing an elite guy in the middle to get him the puck where he wants to, they have to evolve. And sometimes it's tough because we always say it's hard to teach an old dog new tricks, but that's the part where the player, you know, has to see that he's not going to have much success if he's just being stubborn and saying it always worked that way. And then, but you know, that's what makes these guys great, is they will stick with their game as long as they can. And then they go, you know, I got to change something and make something happen for myself. And they start evolving with the help of the coaching staff, with their teammates. And you look at the Stevens four goal game. I mean, those are three of the four goals. I think he was inside the dots or around the net, which is not, usually Stevens out on that flank there and shooting pucks, and he did it different ways. So I think he's skating much better. The one thing that I would say about Steven is last year was really hard. You're making a transition from Tampa to Nashville. I think he feels like, you know, this is his team now, and he can have an effect on this team. And it's taken a lot longer than I thought, but I feel that way, that Steven feels like he's a big part of this hockey club, and he's helping the young guys, and guys like him and O'Reilly and Forsberg and Yossi and that group of guys with, some of the help of McCarron and some of those guys have really been good with the young guys, and they've got a really close unit right now.
Barry Trotz is with us. He is up in Minnesota. The Predators take on the Minnesota Wild tonight at 7 o'clock. You can hear it here on 102.5 The Game. Predators are 9-4 in their last 13. And, Barry, basically, the only teams you guys have lost to are elite, elite teams. And you were talking about that with us last week. Colorado and Carolina might be on another level than just about anybody else in the league. Where do you now put Minnesota? This is a great test for your guys right before Christmas, because Minnesota has obviously made the big trade. They're really good as well. What kind of test are you going? What are you going to find out about the team tonight?
Well, I think you're going to find out what you found out. Hopefully before. I mean, these games on the day after Christmas and the day before Christmas, I've seen them, and you know that, Willie. They can go either way. They can be great matches, or they can be really loose matches. So hopefully we got really good focus. I'm hoping this is another benchmark type of game, especially with the we've had some with Colorado, we've had some with Carolina, who are elite teams. I think Minnesota's joining that group of teams right now, especially with the huge trade. They're a veteran group. They've got lots of scoring. They got lots of size, and their back end, obviously, with Hughes and Faber on the back end, and their goaltending tandem is really strong. So I think by having to play Colorado, Carolina, Minnesota, all these teams, they are the best development tool you can have. You have to play good against them. They have to be detailed and have to be committed. And I think by playing these teams in succession, we've had to buy into that. And it's a credit to the players. Number one, they've put forth the focus and the effort, and the coaching staff who have led them. So, this stretch has been really tough, but it's been a great development tool for not only for our young players, but for our team to find its identity.
We'll talk with Barry Trotz, Nashville Predators GM. Now, Barry, you talked about how tough this stretch has been for you, and it has been. But tonight after you play the Wild, you got a three-day break here for Christmas, and then you jump back in it, and your season really gets going because you got a bunch of games in January leading through February. How critical is it going to be to continue to, have the momentum that you have, take it into the Wild game, and then have that break? How important is it to get guys rested? Because after that, you're not going to have no more than, a two-day break, if that, between games?
We're playing every 48 hours or less, probably for the all the way up until the Olympic break. What you need is you're going to need some luck, but you're going to need consistency. Mm-hmm. You're going to need all four lines going over the boards as much as you can. You're going to need solid goaltending. You need a little luck on the way. And I think the coaching staff and our sports science group has really, really tracked the rest recovery. We've done a really good job. It's something that we've really added to our group is the next level of care for our players. And I think it's paying off in terms of, we have some older players that have been fairly healthy and fairly energized through the whole year. I think that staff gets unnoticed. They're the guys that get the guys ready night in, night out, and make sure they're fueled up in the right way. So I give them a lot of credit. But I think what you're going to find is this is a real good test for us. We can stay focused. I think it's really good for all the players to get a mental break because we're coming out of the right after Christmas, you don't get a mental break. You have to be on every, like I say, between 36 and 48 hours to play another game. So, I think the players, I want them to enjoy the Christmas, and take a mental break. Obviously not enjoy it too much in other areas, but, but I think it's really important for them because, you really got to take from the Christmas break to the Olympic break, and that's you got to segment this season. That'll be a really, really important stretch.
Talking to Predators general manager Barry Trotz. Barry, you've gotten some key production from your young guys this season, but I want to focus in on one specifically that's been playing some quality time and getting some quality production. Reed Schaefer played 12 games, has 3 goals. What kind of an edge does that guy provide you as you guys are kind of getting hot at the right time?
Well, the thing with Reed is he's just getting his first taste of the National Hockey League. He's got 3 goals, which is great. But when you get production from your fourth line, if you will, it's great. But the thing that I like about him is he's 6'5" and he can skate. He's got a little bit of edge and he's got some skill. And he's just he's just a puppy right now. He's learning the game. He's and one thing we found with Reed, you give him a year,
he figures it out. Give him a year, he figures it out at every level. And so this is, you know, year one. So hopefully for him, you know, he gets a real strong learning year here and then takes it to the next level. But that line has a real good identity. I mean, you get McCarron and Schaefer standing next to Cole Smith. Cole Smith is now the runt of the litter there. So, and they can play against anybody, and they can wear you out. They can lean on you in terms of the size element. They can get on the forecheck. That's a line that if things aren't going really well, they can get out there and get real physical. Maybe change the tone a little bit on some teams. So. I think Reed's going to be a really important player for us for a number of years. So it's really exciting because you look back at what we're trying to do in the last number of years. That, when I arrived here, David did a great job of starting the process of getting his draft choices. Well, that first sort of draft class that we started this process was Reed Schaefer was in that Ekholm trade. Matthew Wood was in the first pick. Mullendyke's on his way in Milwaukee. He was the other second first round pick that we had. So the those level of players that are when we started this process are starting to show up on our lineup, and that's you're gonna see that for the next number of years because we've done a really good job, I think, of collecting picks and drafting, and we're trying to build a younger core. So for our fans, those are pieces that they're gonna love to in the future, but they're gonna get to see them grow up just as many of the players got to see Shea Weber and Suter grow, Roman Josi grow, Ryan Ellis, those type of players grow up right in front of their eyes. They're gonna get a chance to see a new core in the near future, and that'll continue for the next few years for sure.
Barry, the other news that came out from the franchise last week was Nick Saban becoming a minority owner in the franchise. I'm curious what kind of a role he provides in the day-to-day operations of the franchise.
Well, I will say this, that Nick Saban, and I know that he's a minority owner, and he's got a number of jobs, as you know, and he's got a number of different things, but I think he'll be used as a resource, and we haven't gone through the specifics exactly, but I know that Nick has come and talked to our players. Nick has come and talked to our coaching staff and management staff. He's a winner. He's won. He's got the I listen to a lot of the things he says, and I believe in a lot of things he says. So I think he's going to be a great resource for our staff and our players and accountability through the franchise. Just by, being a part of the ownership, being a part of being available when he's at games. I just think he's got a really good mind for culture and a good mind for coaching. So I think he'll be used in those areas.
Barry, before we let you go, you every week are referencing what's coming up down the pike. You know, the vision of the next, not just what's going on now, but the next few years. I think people would love to hear your take on how you think Brady Martin has done. The World Junior Championships are coming up. That's always a very exciting tournament. He's going to be on Team Canada. What are you seeing from him? What do you think his role will be in this tournament coming up?
Well, before I answer that, I just want to say that I think we've got a great group of prospects at the World Juniors, and I'll touch on a few of them. But I think I want to say it's Utah that have the most prospects in the tournament. It's exciting for management and our scouting staff to have as many prospects in the tournament because they are a pretty good indication of the future that you've got, people in the pipeline. But, obviously everybody's curious about Brady Martin. We have three what we call underagers with Team Canada. I don't know if I know of anybody who's been able to do that in the last couple of years. Brady, Reed, and Ivan Kovic. And it's usually a 19 or 20-year-old tournament. And these guys are just, they're 18-year-olds. So in terms of Brady. He's right now, he looks like he's going to start the tournament with Michael Hage and himself and Gavin McKenna. If the lines stay the same as they were yesterday. If that's the case, that he played with McKenna a couple of preseason games and scored two. And they've got a lot of centermen. Him and Philip Denoyer, the pick before them, they're both playing wing. That's usually in these tournaments. Team Canada, they have a lot of centermen playing the wing. But those two guys are both be playing the wing. And I think Brady's going to have a big impact. He's got that physical edge. He's got that that skill level. I expect he's going to have a really impactful tournament. And his game will translate really well, especially if he's playing with, you know, skilled people like Hage and McKenna. And he'll be that, I'll say a little bit of that lightning rod on that line. It'll bring that little bit of hardness and a little bit of skill that we like him so much for.
Well, Barry, thanks a lot for joining us on game day. As always, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Good luck tonight against Minnesota. Have a great Christmas break, and we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks for all you do.
Yeah, absolutely. I just want to say to you guys, you guys have a great Christmas. I know that you do such a good job with the coverage with us, and I want to say wish everyone in Smashville a great Christmas, and really we'll see everybody in the new year.
Same to you.
There you go. That's Predators General Manager Barry Trotz, who joins the program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. We thank him for his insight and his willingness to come on to this show. 615-737-1025 is the phone number if you want to get involved in the conversation. We'll react to some of what Barry Trotz had to say on the other side, plus break down the Predators matchup, a tough one tonight against a division opponent in Minnesota. We'll do that all coming up next right here on DVD on 102.5 The Game.